The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks and the Toronto Maple Leafs for the second and final time in the regular season schedule. You may remember the last time that these two teams met in Toronto on December the 11th. A dramatic finish in which John Klingberg began a Sharks comeback by scoring the tying goal with a minute 25 left in regulation with the extra attacker on. Klingberg keeps it in again to Settebrini, to Eklund, off his skate. In front, Wennberg stealing the puck. Moves it back to Settebrini near side. Now back to the point. Minute and a half to go. Here's the shot. Score! John Klingberg puts it up in the air, and the Sharks tie the game. They finally figure out how to get one past Hildeby with a minute 25 to go. And a former Maple Leaf gets the job done. It's 2-2. And then Alex Wennberg won it for San Jose at 2:49 of overtime. Sharks have three forwards on the ice. Here's Matthews across the line. Loses on the check to Wennberg. Ferraro takes off. The lead for Wennberg. 2-on-1 developing. Wennberg moving in with Eklund. Back to Eklund. A shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Alex Wennberg gets the winner for the Sharks in overtime. Half the team goes to Wennberg. Half the team goes to Nedeljkovic. A huge win for the Sharks in Toronto. And a stunned crowd is going to go home with the San Jose Sharks winning by the score of 3-2. It's kind of interesting. That sounds like the last game last night here at the Shark Tank, doesn't it? Yesterday, the Sharks were down by the score of 3-2 late in the third period. And with a minute 39 to go, Macklin Settebrini became only the fifth Shark to get to 40 goals, and the first one since Joe Pavelski did it back in 2014 when he scored this goal with an extra attacker on.
There's Orloff with it. Return with a backhand pass to Settebrini. Moves into the circle, throws it across the ice to Smith. Sharks threatening. Six attackers on. Down by a goal. Settebrini shoots. He scores!
That's his 40th goal of the season. Macklin Settebrini just tied the game with 1:39 to play. Extra attacker on, and the fans are on their feet cheering as one man, as the Sharks have evened the score again against Anaheim. Now, this game didn't end in overtime against the Ducks. It ended in regulation, which is really important at this stage of the season and for the playoff push. But, as was the case in Toronto, it was Alex Wennberg who got the game winner.
Macklin, two goals, one assist. Here comes the Shark attack, led by Wennberg. 3-3 the score. Wennberg slips underneath the check, cuts back behind the Anaheim net, holds onto it, turns with the puck, sends it back to the point. There's Dickinson putting it back into the corner to the slot. Wennberg, score!
Macklin Settebrini got the pass down low, went up high, and Alex Wennberg puts the Sharks in front 4-3 with only 31 seconds left in the third period. Wow! Joining us on the Sharks Audio Network postgame, Wennberg talked about the feeling that's going through the Sharks dressing room right now.
No, I mean, feeling is great. Obviously, these games are really important. Come down to it, and I mean, obviously, playing a good team, but we're sticking to it. I mean, to the last end, we're giving it all, and I mean, obviously, finding a way to score, tie the game, and also get the game winner. But yeah, just a great team effort right there.
Sticking to it is exactly what head coach Ryan Warshawski talked about as the biggest learning point that the Sharks have had all season long.
For sure, especially as of late in this push towards the end of the year of how you need to play this time of year and having that patience that you need to play with and how it's not always going to be perfect and you have to just keep playing, you have to keep competing and getting to your identity and try to change that momentum a little bit. And it took us, you know, to the final 2 minutes to kind of get it back. So I give the group a lot of credit kind of having that lesson be taught to us here in the last month or so, and we've learned from it. And you know, you wish you don't wait till the last 2 minutes, and we'll have to be ready to go tonight. It's a good team that we're going to see, a desperate team that's got some skill, and you know, now we need to move on and be ready.
For a young player like Colin Graf, who stepped up to play alongside Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, given the fact that Igor Chernyshov couldn't play due to illness, everything that's happening right now is fun, exciting, and amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's so much fun to come to the rink. You know, we're all pulling the same way. Even the fans, you know, we can feel the energy there. They're pulling the same way. Everyone's, especially at home, it's super exciting. So it's we're battling every night, and I think we're close, but we're not there yet. So we got a little bit more to go.
Graf had a beautiful assist in the opening minute of the second period on a goal that was eventually scored by Macklin Celebrini off a brilliant pass from Will Smith. But that pass wouldn't have been possible if Graf hadn't won the puck and spotted Will.
They've got the puck. Moving left to right, Smith bats one down, looks for Graf, goes off his stick, but he recovers, sends over to Smith, stick handles, throws it over to Macklin, and Macklin Celebrini scores! 27 seconds into the third period, Graf, Smith, Celebrini, and Macklin Celebrini in a spectacular finish ties this game 2-2.
Graf says it's pretty easy to rejoin Celebrini and Smith because of the type of hockey players that his line mates are. But Graf also acknowledges that at the NHL level, it's pretty hard to actually anticipate where the puck is going, and it's a learned skill at the NHL speed. Here's how he goes about it during the course of a game.
I think it's just trying to slow the game down as much as you can. You know, it's a fast game, and sometimes it feels really fast, and sometimes it feels like you're really in control. You really have a good feel for it. But you know, I think the biggest thing for me is just trying to process as quickly as I can to make it feel slower, so I can, you know, if it gives me more time to think, more time to make plays, and that leads to success.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We are live on Hockey Island, inside Riley's mind, to bring you the first ever Inside Out Classic. An NHL game unlike anything you've ever seen before, featuring the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers. Get ready for an emotional hockey showdown with joy, sadness, anxiety, and the rest of Riley's emotions. The Inside Out Classic. Capitals Rangers, Sunday at 7 Eastern on Disney Plus, Disney XD, and Disney Channel, and the ESPN app.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sopolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Because of the back-to-back situation, the Sharks have a couple of lineup decisions to make, which we won't know until game time. However, it's a very enthused hockey club coming after last night's game that approaches tonight's contest against the Maple Leafs. Toronto is going to bring it. You know they're going to have their best effort tonight after an emotional game in Southern California against Anaheim. Colin Graf says the Sharks need a win to make last night's game worthwhile.
Exactly, yeah. You know, we talked about it this morning as a team that, you know, it was obviously a great win. It was a really exciting win, a lot of emotion. But there's another game tonight, and it's just as important. And, you know, don't just waste yesterday's big win with not showing up tonight. So it's, you know, it was a big win. It was exciting. It was good. But basically, forget about it. We're on to the next one. That's sort of how we have to look at it at this point in the year.
And Coach Ryan Warsawski gave us an outline of the challenge his team faces this evening.
Yeah, they're just a team that obviously coming off an emotional game against Anaheim where they had to handle some situations in previous game against those guys. And that can kind of galvanize your group and can bring your group together. So this is going to be a team that I think since the deadline is playing a little bit more freer, you know, with the coach that they have, they're going to work and they're going to compete. So we got to be able to match that and play the right way and do the things that gives us success a little bit more consistently than I think we even did last night.
Join Scott Hannon and me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. The San Jose Sharks and the Toronto Maple Leafs at SAP Center at San Jose. What a night it's going to be. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific time with our Sharks warm-up program, and you can find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and on one of our great terrestrial radio affiliate stations in Northern California. It's all here, the Sharks and the Maple Leafs. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.